Hi, everyone. Welcome to Living a Five-Star Life. Subscribe, like, share, do what you got to do so you never miss out on one of our future episodes.
This podcast and our mission is to be the positive in your day. On top of that, we are determined to help you live your best life.
I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Paul Napoli. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
Oh, my God. This is what happens. You hit the record button and wham, where are we? How did we get here?
It's showtime. Dude.
How did we get here?
We're talking about being recorded all the time.
Oh, yeah.
In the world.
I don't know. Yeah.
It is now what it
gonna
is.
Now you're going to be a mechanical bull operator.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yep. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing.
What should I
name my mechanical bull? Bully?
Tim's bull. Come ride Tim's bull.
Come ride the bully.
Name it Tim's bull, and then your slogan will be come ride Tim's bull.
And it's got to have a cool name. I'm going to have to work on that.
What is happening?
What's happening is I'm going to get myself a mechanical bull. That's what's happening.
I think we've had this conversation too.
Next five-star spectacular, I'll be in the lobby.
Yes.
With the mechanical bull.
I'll be pushing it when I'm up on stage. All right, everybody. As soon as the show's over, make sure you go to Tim's mechanical bull.
You last 8 seconds, you get a free ride.
Can we? Just
For some reason, when I think about mechanical bull, I like to go into my state fair carnival voice.
That was good. That was actually a good state fair voice.
Oh, it's great, man. I love going to the fair to watch the guys that run the games. They're like, step right up. Yeah. $5. I'll give you 3 shots. Guaranteed prize. Step right up. Hang on. I have a smoke.
Dude, you could be a carny. You sounded just like a carny.
How good was that, right?
That was phenomenal.
Let me guess your age. Let me guess your weight. I'll come within a month. Guaranteed prize.
Wow. Winner every time.
I love the carnivals. I miss them. I think COVID really screwed us.
I do enjoy the state fair.
I enjoy the state fair. And I like the people watching there.
Yeah, I'm a people watcher.
Yep.
I think, definitely people watching.
So where were we going with all of this?
I don't think we were going anywhere. I don't know what happened.
So Paul and I haven't gotten together in over a month to do our podcast.
Horrible.
Some of you have been vocal about it. We apologize. I've been getting people ask.
Did the bromance break up?
Yeah, right? I think, who sent that? Scott?
No, did he say that in that one?
Somebody said that. I can't remember who said that.
I've had a bunch of people ask. I had my whole baseball team I was coaching. They're like, Coach, I subscribe to your page and it says on there, it's a weekly podcast, but it's the same podcast.
Yeah.
Mike. Yeah. My partner's busy.
My partner's busy. I was pointing the finger at you. You were pointing the finger at me.
Dude, I was pointing the finger at you. I was like, he's a 911 operator. They're super busy right now.
We are super busy.
It's a whole thing. Hiring freeze. It's a whole thing with him. We're trying though.
But I got to tell you, it feels good to be missed.
Yeah.
No doubt. Damn good to be missed.
No doubt about it.
We missed you guys too.
I miss doing this podcast. I do. But anyways, can we talk about over my right shoulder? Can you see over where the pencil is pointing?
Yeah.
You see the picture frame right there? It says love and all that.
Yeah.
That's not me and my wife. Like, that's the stock photo in that picture frame.
Why is this a thing? I don't even know where to begin with this. And when Karen listens to this podcast, she's going to be so annoyed that I'm talking about this, but I can't tell you how many picture frames are around our house that have been bought and have the stock photo still in them. They're hung on the wall. Like, these people are part of our family.
Yeah.
Who does this?
Apparently,
I thought it was just my wife.
No, us too. I bought Stephanie a Mother's Day one years ago. It was like 7 years of this, like, we love you, mom. And it was this beautiful family. That wasn't us for like 7 years. We finally put pictures in it.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude.
It's crazy.
Oh, man.
I'm looking around. I don't have any in this room, but I don't think you understand how funny that is.
It's not just you. Yeah. We should put a poll out. This will be our comeback question.
Ever bought a picture and just hung it with the the stock photo
with the beautiful family.
And I'm not talking like artwork, right? Get artwork.
No,
I get it. You bought that artwork. That's what you want. But it's the 8x10 photo frame or the 5x7, and it has a picture of like, you know, some happy family or whatever.
So funny.
And you just wow, that's a good picture, and you just leave it.
Just yeah, you just never, the frame is beautiful and you just never put your own picture in it.
Yeah.
But this one's front and center right here. Like it's right over my shoulder. It's a great looking couple. They're so happy on their picnic. But
it's adorable.
Anyways, it is adorable.
Just try to get them on our podcast.
So yeah, you've been in my living room for
I feel like I know you. You've been in my life home for so long.
What are we talking about? What are we getting into this week? I'll tell you right now.
Sunshine and rainbows, Paul. That's what we're talking about. Sunshine and rainbows.
Who the heck wants to listen to us talk about sunshine and rainbows?
I don't know. I'm just saying. The energy I have this morning, the sun is out. By the end of the day, it'll be rainbows because we're supposed to get rain.
You actually have phenomenal energy. I don't know how you're so energetic first thing in the morning. I'm still trying to wake up. I've been up for an hour and a half.
It's a mystery, and I don't even know the answer.
It's good for
people.
You.
People at work get annoyed. They're like,
"Oh yeah, you
dude,
told me that. You told me that.
Slow down."
I love it.
So at work, I started a 1 minute drill every morning.
I heard that. You told me that's fantastic.
And you know, at first it was like one or two, but now I got like 10 or 11 people that come out, and it's just for 1 minute. They're either doing jumping jacks, they're doing push-ups, they're doing squats, they're just breathing. They're out. I take them outside the building. So, you know, they're getting the fresh air, and they just, the energy when they walk on the floor is so much different than when they usually come in. What was happening before is they come in, set their bag down, go sit in the break room.
Yep.
Kind of have a halfway conversation with somebody because everybody's still waking up. Now it's like 650 push-ups are here. Let's go. I'm outside and we go for 1 minute. And I think people are enjoying it. There's some other people that are like, that's stupid, but
that's
whatever.
How people are.
Yeah.
Those are the people who are miserable all day anyways.
So no, and I get it. There might be people that are injured or just don't really want to, you know, they're uncomfortable with it. 100% get it.
I bet you.
I don't force anybody, but
yeah,
I like that there's some people that are enjoying it. I do like that. I think that's
a great idea. Actually, next time we do a podcast this early in the morning, nobody knows how early it is, but we got started at 6. So that means I was up at whatever 5:15 trying to wake up. So I didn't have my morning voice. And I think that's a great idea. Next time we do it this early.
Yeah.
I am going to start the day with push-ups, jumping jacks, get moving, and then I'm going to go get my coffee. That's brilliant.
Just get you going. But anyway, let's talk about our topic.
You were very like into it, like you were going to start the conversation.
I hate talking about the tough topics. I hate talk. I feel like this podcast.
So then don't do it.
No, we're going to do it. But I love the fact that our podcast is so uplifting, but we do have to talk about some of the hard stuff at times. And this topic is one of the hard ones, like damage repair, fixing things that have caused damage in your life, how to repair it or how to actually start moving in the right direction and getting yourself moving forward.
Getting off of that victim feeling. Right?
Yeah, definitely. The victim feeling, even like when things happen to you, you know, if you let them dwell on you forever and ever, you'll never get beyond it. You'll never be able to repair the damage that has been done. And you're constantly going back and remembering that and playing the victim. Oh, poor me. This has happened to me. This happened to me. I've had some shit that happened to me when I was a kid that I don't think I will ever get out of my head. However, I've moved on. I don't think about it. I don't play the victim. I don't do any of that. And I have just moved on, worked on myself over the years to make sure that, you know, I have repaired my mental wellness with it, with the situations that have happened. So damage repair, I think it's so easy for people to play the victim. And I feel like it's a comfort zone for somebody who has had something horrific happen to them. I feel like they get in that comfort zone. Like, I'm safe here. I've been damaged and I'm okay with it. And I'm just going to sit here and let it like live in my head for the rest of my life. You can't do that.
Yeah, for sure. It's, you know, we've all been through something, and we've kind of spoke about this before. It's crazy how you can put into perspective how bad your something is, right? Like in your world, whatever happened to you is the worst thing ever. And, you know, you can think about it, but then if you were to compare to somebody else's world where something way worse happened, and it makes you think like, gosh, is mine even that bad? Like, is it really that big of a deal? Not that you want like, oh, at least this didn't happen. Like, I hate that. Oh, at least this didn't happen. At least that didn't happen. I hate that like comparison. But if you think about just any, you know, these things in life, and you think about your worst moment or the worst thing that has happened or the thing that you're holding on to the most, and as bad as it is for you, it really could always be worse. You know, if you're still here having this conversation and having this thought, then it definitely could have been worse. And that's not to downplay what's happened, because this is, for you, this is a big deal. Like whatever it is, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, don't downplay it. It's a big deal to you, and it's a big deal for a reason. But what we wanted to kind of talk about was getting past that. Even if it doesn't mean necessarily forgetting it, just like you said, you haven't forgotten those certain things that have been traumatic to you, we'll say, or things that could easily keep you in that poor me mentality. You haven't forgotten about them. Like, that'll be a part of your life and your story forever.
That's right.
But you have not allowed them to continue to hold you down. And, you know, there's a quote out there, and I firmly believe it, that it's not always about what happens to you. It's about how you react to what happens to you, you know? And that doesn't mean that you don't have time. No matter whatever the situation was, everybody's going to have different things that maybe, whether it's grieving, you know, whether it's a loss of somebody, whether it's, you know, whatever, a divorce or whatever the trauma is, there's going to be a time of grieving. But then there has to be, for your own sanity, a time of moving past it and deciding in that moment, I'm no longer going to let this weigh on me. I'm going to control it instead of letting it control me. Does that make sense?
That's the repair part of it. That is exactly what we're talking about. And it makes 100% sense. So if you've had something that's happened to you, and you continue to even many years later, and you continue to revisit it in a positive way, revisit it in a way of, wow, some shit has happened to me. And I have, look at where I am now. Look at what I've been able to accomplish and overcome, and just realize that things happen for a reason. Things happen to you for a reason. I'm a true believer in that. But I do believe everything that's happened to me in my life has only developed me into who I am today. And I try to be a positive impact on other people's lives. And I don't think that I set out with that mission. That's what I've evolved into. And it all has to do with every single situation my life experience has put me into and has gotten me through. And you're still here today. So you've gotten through whatever that thing was, whatever that damage was, you've gotten through it and you've become stronger. You've become, you know, more wise. And that's all part of the living experience. That's all part of just who you become. But if you get through that and then keep revisiting it and allowing the damage to knock you down, like, oh, you know, I've been through so much more than everybody else. Don't let that happen. But just realize that everything that we do every single day, the situations we end up in, if there's damage that's caused from it, mental damage, health damage, physical damage, whatever, you're going to get through it. You're going to get through it, and you have to get through it. That is the repair part of it. And it's only going to make you better, stronger, more. Just going to make you.
I think we all know what you're saying. It's just going to make you more. You're spot on. We need insert spot on girl. It's been a while since we heard spot on girl.
Spot on.
Sounds but good.
You're spot on. You know, this isn't necessarily the longest podcast we're ever going to do, but the point is that you can get through anything, and it's just a matter of doing it, right? It's just a matter of making it happen. And one of the things when we feel like life isn't fair, and that's, you know, it's something I hear often, and not even just from my kids, like I hear it, right? Being around a lot of people like we are, you know, you hear a little bit of everything, but you hear that all the time. Life's not fair. Like, and you know what? You're not wrong. Life's not fair, but at the same time, it's not unfair. Like, it's just life.
That's right.
And that everything you said is so right. It's what's molded us into who we are. So you either go this way or that way, right? Mm-hmm. When things happen, you have to figure out how you're going to react to it, you know, get past things. A point of or piece of advice that I would give when it's about getting past that victim feeling, right? And that doesn't mean that we weren't victims, by the way. You know, when
100%
things
happen, were victims, right?
Right. But now we're survivors, right? So we went from being a victim to being a survivor. And I think that's a key, is if we're always stuck in that victim, no matter what your tragedy is, and I know at least some of yours, and I, the fact that you have gone from victim to survivor, and I don't even know if you ever were victim. I didn't really know you back when maybe you were, but I know you're a survivor, and you've not forgotten things that have happened to you, but I know that you've gotten past things and become a better person because of it. And I think if you can do that, I think anybody in the world can do it, because I know how hard, you know, some of your stuff has been. So my point is to become that survivor. I think you need to do a lot of focusing on yourself and focusing on looking for the positives, finding that gratitude. And we've spoke about this in many podcasts, but waking up in the morning and being like, man, what do I have going for me? Okay, I woke up, whatever. I've got a roof over my head. If you're listening to this in the United States of America, you have a lot of good things, right? Clean water, access to food. Like, there's a lot that we can truly be grateful for if we just sit back and think about it. That said, you could also, there's a lot that you could be annoyed about and really upset about and pissed off about if you sit and think about that. So you have that choice of what you're going to let consume your mind. Let it be consumed with all of the good things that you have going for you. And anything that you deem negative or anything that's going to make you feel down, don't let that consume your brain. Don't let that be a part of your headspace. And focus on the gratitude, focus on the positives. And on top of that, do something nice for somebody else. So a lot of times when you have that victim feeling and that victim mentality, is a lack of control, right? What happened to you, you can't control what happened to you. So now you have this shell around you, this feeling of loss of control, lack of control of what happened in your life. To get past that, control things. Control what you do for other people. So do anything, do something positive for somebody else and see how that makes you feel. Now you're focused on the positive. You're focused on what you did for somebody, as opposed to sitting back and being focused on what's tearing you down and making you feel poor me. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That's it. That's what we got. That's what we got.
That's it.
I don't think there's any reason to just keep going on. I mean, it's to the point this week, you know, we all have had damage in our lives, and you got to move on. You have to repair it. Learn from it, grow from it. It is part of who you are, and you should never feel ashamed of anything. Everything that we all go through as humans and in the life experience is truly a blessing when you think about it. We are all on borrowed time, and some things are extremely hard emotionally. Some things are extremely hard physically, you know, when you have maybe an injury and things like that. However, like you said, you wake up, you breathe, gratitude. Those are the things that really lift your spirit up. They're the things that really mean the most. All that other stuff will go away. You can heal. Maybe you're dealing with a deadly illness. right? Maybe you're dealing with a terminal illness. You will know that every day is a gift. And yes, this deadly illness, unfortunately, has been dealt to you, or terminal illness or whatever it is. However, I hear of people that have cancer and all this stuff, and their spirits are what we should be like every single day. Like, healthy people a lot of times play the, my life sucks, this is what's going on. Man, there's people out there that have a month to live, right? And they're just like, I know they have that time. Like, if you think about that, right? If you had a timeline of your life and you knew when it was going to end, don't you think you'd start living it a little differently?
Yes.
It's that simple, right? So just be grateful. Gratitude, I think, is huge. I think that's part of the damage repair. I mean, that's what we're talking about. I think having that gratitude, like what you said, Paul, helping others helps lift your spirit. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Dude, you nailed it. You know what you made me think of when you said that? And I don't know where I heard this, but you know that this is something that I live by, and I know that you live by it. And it very well could have been like a Charlie Brown meme or something. I really don't know where I heard it or saw it, but it's I don't fear dying. I fear not living, right? So I don't fear death. I fear not living while I'm here. You know, I'm living it to the fullest. So I think you absolutely nailed it. That's our topic for the week.
That's it.
Hopefully you take what we say, you put it into action. You understand that no matter how bad it is, you have it good. It doesn't matter. No matter how bad it is, you have it good. So just like Tim said, we're on borrowed time. We'll end this week like we end every week, and remind you that to live life to the fullest, to live every single day like it could be your last day, because for all we know it is. So enjoy life, have fun, make memories, and take lots and lots of pictures.
Live well, guys. We'll talk to you soon.